at 18 after the hour. Of course, by now, after all the debaucherous behavior inside the classroom where your children and grandchildren go to school, their teeth have probably rotted out and they've probably, you know, pushed themselves to the limit of being, you know, a type 2 diabetic. I say that in jest, but the fun police are out in full right now because of Halloween parties and Thanksgiving get-togethers and Christmas candies and happy birthday cakes and cupcakes, because my God, we'll have none of that. Fortunately, we have an officer on duty, Julie Gunlock, senior fellow at the Independent Women's Forum, here to tell us about the crimes perpetuated by cupcakes. Julie, welcome to it.
Well, thanks for having me. Merry Christmas.
So, what the hell? I mean, seriously, what? Michelle Obama, what do they want to stuff us with, broccoli with the three candles on top? Or, I mean, come on.
Right. Yeah, well, that's precisely what they want to do. They there is a new USDA rule that says schools need to create nutritional standards. Now, they can create their own, which says, you know, we're going to ban this and that, or you're not allowed to bring this into the school, you're not allowed to bring that into the school. Or they can accept the standards that have already been accepted by the USDA. So the USDA has something called the Smart Snack Rules. Isn't that clever? And the Smart Snack Rules say, you know, you can't have certain things in the classroom. One of the provisions in the Smart Snack Rules is it bans homemade treats. So
as long as little Debbie makes it, it's okay. But if your mama makes it, it's not.
Yeah, so you essentially have a rule of the USDA that says processed food is fine, but homemade food made by mom is banned.
Is this an enforceable rule?
Yeah. So again, you know, it is once again an effort by Washington to take parents.
No, seriously, is it enforceable?
Oh, is it enforceable? I'm sorry. Well, look, I mean, you know, that's the thing. I mean, they're not going to throw anyone in jail, right? But if the schools do adopt the Smart Snack Rules that the USDA has already approved, they expect the principals to enforce it. So a note will go home to parents saying, you're not allowed to bring in homemade treats anymore.
I mean, mom wants to bake some cookies or some cupcakes or whatever it may be, or maybe dad wants to make it. I'm pretty good at cooking, you know, whatever. It's not going to happen.
Right, it's not going to happen. And again, you know, this makes the principals the ogre because a rule has come down from Washington saying this isn't allowed. I mean, I'm sure most principals don't want to enforce this stuff, but they're really going to be forced to because, again, this is connected to the school lunch program. So if a school is found in violation of the Smart Snack Rules, if they adopt those rules, they could lose their funding for the school lunch program. So again,
I know
Washington...
I know you'll find this shocking, Julie. Now, hold on. I know you'll find this shocking. I spent a lot of time in the principal's office growing up. I know you're shocked by that. But, you know, I didn't end up there because I had cupcake on my breath, all right?
Right,
you know, I didn't
end
up because I had Oreos under my fingernails.
Right. I mean, again, it's just so stupid. And let's also think about this. Is this really necessary, right? I mean, during the holidays, there might be some cookies brought into the classroom or some cupcakes. Actually, there aren't at my school. My school has already adopted this sort of you can't bring treats in for other schools or for other students, and that's because they're afraid of allergies. But, you know, I mean, it happens, you know, a couple times a year. You know, maybe Easter, Christmas, Halloween. I mean, it's not, there isn't a crisis, okay?
All right, let me play the chubby devil's advocate, all right? I'm going to play the chubby devil's advocate here. What about childhood obesity? What about the fact that there is too much sugar, many would contend, in the American diet, certainly that of the children already?
Well, look, if you look at the rates of childhood obesity, they've been sort of stable for the last decade. When obesity rates really went up, sort of skyrocketed, it was in the 90s, it was in the late 80s and 90s. And so, you know, this isn't a recent development, okay? And look, the key to childhood obesity, if you look at the latest studies on childhood obesity and the most comprehensive studies on childhood obesity, there are only three things that help curb childhood obesity. And that is, if you put your kids to bed at a reasonable hour, if you sit down to dinner as a family at least five times a week, and if you limit television. Okay, that's not a government program. That's being a normal parent. I mean, these are normal.
Oh, it's parenting.
When,
Well, they're going to outlaw that at some point if they ever get the chance to.
What is really astonishing, what people never talk about, you know, the Obama administration never wants to tell people that they're not being good parents. But we have had a breakdown in this country of actual, like, normal parenting standards, okay? I mean, people put their children on devices, electronic devices, for hours. They let their children watch hours of television. Latest study is kids get outside for 7 minutes a day. I mean, 7 minutes. You know, why are you not sending your kid outside? Why are you even letting them inside? Okay, I mean, I have a rule in my house. You're not allowed inside, okay, in the summer. you're just not.
You know, you'll get arrested in Massachusetts for that. Yeah, well, don't send your kid walking down the street either by themselves.
Well, I know, and luckily Virginia doesn't have those rules. I mean, look, my kids cry. There's nothing wrong with a good cry every once in a while, right? I mean, just let them cry.
No, I have one here and there.
I mean, but this is the thing. I mean, we have all these problems in America, and the solution is always a government solution. Let's have the government step in and tell parents not to bring in homemade treats. I mean, really? This is the problem in a nutshell, is that there is a serious problem with parenting in this country, and the solution shouldn't be government, but it is.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. Julie Gundlach from the Independent Women's Forum. She's on a lather. Not cake, you know. I'm getting it all right, yeah. Anyhow, I greatly appreciate it, Julie. Not cake batter, just a lather. You got it. Julie, always a play. It's ridiculous, but maybe with a new sheriff in town, we can push back on some of these regulations and nonsense. That's what I'm hoping
That's
for.
Right.
All right,
well,
carry on.
Merry Christmas. Thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure, my friend. We'll talk soon. There you have it. Julie Gundlach, everybody. Wipe that cupcake off your breath. What is wrong with you? Clean up your act. Steve Gerber Show.